Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 13, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. And tonight, very excited to have our guest presenter, Leslie Ann Smith, with us. Welcome, Leslie.
Welcome, Benjamin. So wonderful to be here with all of you.
And I should have already known this, but do you like to be called Leslie or Leslie Ann?
I like either. I'm probably more used to Leslie, but... Okay. Yes, I answer to anything at this point.
I'm glad you're here either. So,
good.
Leslie it is. Okay. So I'm going to let Leslie tell y'all what she does in her own words, but I'll give you her bio. So Leslie is an energy psychic and spiritual healer. She provides accurate and private support for a worldwide client base to help them with their emotional, physical, and spiritual challenges. She specializes in supporting families of all ages, clearing pain and blocks, balancing emotions, and providing out-of-this-world insight. She can communicate with the illness, as well as people who are dying, comatose, or on the other side. She started cultivating these gifts as a student at the Lashon Consciousness Training Institute 30 years ago, so she's been at it a while. She's currently working on a book based on her 25 years with private clients and groups. It's going to be called Mystical Healing, Documented and Extraordinary Healings Across the Globe. Leslie teaches online classes about energy dowsing and mystical healing practices. And tonight we're expecting Leslie's guided process to last about an hour, and then we'll leave as much time as is appropriate for Q&A and feedback after that. So Leslie, anything you want to add there before I fully turn it over to you here?
Oh, thank you for that beautiful introduction. I am excited to share heart-based processes with you tonight so that we can all move into a state of oneness, a state of peace, and go into that holy space where all healing takes place. My intention is that you will be lifted up out of any physical pain, emotional pain, anything that might be weighing you down at this point in time. At the completion of when I've cleared your field and cleared all of our chakras as a collective, moving us into that state of oneness or acknowledging that state of oneness. And from there, I will ask if anybody's feeling any pressure and anywhere a part of their body or any emotion. And I just invite you to put that into the chat box at that time. And then I'm going to clear those conditions and as quickly as and efficiently as possible. So I'm excited. And then I'm also excited for our conversation. I know this is a very important time in history where light workers are coming together to make a difference, a profound difference on the planet. And I know that we're doing it. And I know we're here for a very important job, unique to each and every one of us. And as more light comes into the planet, it is showing us the darkness and it is bringing up a lot of discord, and it has been a purge for all of us individually and collectively. And I know that some of you may have gone through some serious stuff, and some of you may feel like you're on the other side, and that's ecstatically wonderful. And for those of you that might be still faced with some difficulties or obstacles, just know that you're not alone, that this is a holy time of clearing, and that tonight and through Benjamin's wonderful Awakening Plus program, where you're getting extraordinary support on a regular basis, I too hope that tonight will be just as awesome for you as your healers that you have on a regular basis and the work that you do with Benjamin. So namaste. I'm delighted to meet with you and be here for you.
So, from here, it's all your show, Leslie. I'll only jump in if needed. Just so you know, Leslie, everyone is muted and unable to mute themselves at the moment. But if you want them to be able to do that, just let me know. What I normally do after the process, when the Q&A begins, I just allow unmuting and people spontaneously, you know, speak as needed. I've never had anyone be too rambunctious and try to talk over anyone else. So they're a pretty polite bunch. And some people prefer just to type in the chat window. Some prefer to speak. So we just kind of play it by ear. But I will, I'll act as your assistant and make sure everything stays, you know, in control and all that good stuff.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. If you have to jump in and haul me out of whatever hole I dig myself into.
Only if necessary.
Okay, good. Well, I don't think I'm going to do anything too out of the realm of what you are experiencing on a fairly regular basis here. But I'd love it if you put something into the chat, maybe an intention for tonight. I know my intention of late has been to bring more joy and laughter into my life and into the lives of the people that are I'm with. And I've been very successful of that as of late. My sense of humor has come back big time, and I'm finding myself giggling throughout the day. So if you feel like putting an intention into the chat box, that's terrific. We know that when we speak our words of truth and we with our feeling nature, with our emotions, that's a really important part of the healing process. Oh, I love this. Some are coming in right now. Freedom and ease, more joy and peace in my heart. To experience peace and fulfillment, to navigate chronic life changes with grace and curiosity, joy and laughter, calling in a divine partner, optimum mental functioning. That's wonderful. More love and joy. Yeah, just know that whatever we ask when two or more are gathered in the Holy of Holies, that it is done. And let's give thanks for successful cataract surgery tomorrow and to go with more flow and radical acceptance. Isn't it true that rather that we're all looking for that flow nowadays? It's just, I just want to be in the flow. Just want to be in that space of divine appreciation and gratitude. Courage, prosperity, love, connection, spiritual success, to feel safe around others. Second, calling in a divine partner. Thank you for all this sharing. Love this. Ease, peace, love, joy, inspiration, motivation to move forward. I'm grateful for this one about motivation. What I really hope that you'll experience tonight, and one of the big pieces of the work that I do is, yes, that our spiritual and our mental outlook and how we use our emotions, our feelings, our words, and our intentions in the world makes a huge difference. But the other thing that I've really discovered is energy. When our field is disorganized or blocked or in congestion, it's impossible to get off the couch sometimes. So nowadays, when my clients are, I notice that there's, geez, I'm just don't have that, I don't have my mojo. I recognize that it's an energy block, and it might be that my balancing chakras off my head and my feet are off or ungrounded. So I'm going to be clearing that for you tonight. Healing, clarity, energy, and deep companionship, financial freedom, and more energy and direction and purpose in my life. Thank you so much. Freedom to create with love. These are gorgeous in the chat box. So if you get a chance, when we're in our question and answers, feel free to go back and read these. Balance the whole being. Yes. So we are going to do this through our heart chakra and through the breath into the heart and through using the power of entering into a state of thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude. When we make that move into that altered state and into that just the heart-based feeling and emotion of gratitude, appreciation, and thankfulness, and then combine that with the energy healing, there's nothing that's impossible to us. That's what I have discovered. So I'm excited to share this with you. So let's get ready. If you are uncomfortable at any time, change your position. If you need to go to the bathroom, just do what you need to do. Trust that the healing will be continuing, even if you're not present to it. Once we commence together as a group, the healing will be happening for you. I'm going to ask that you either lie down or sit up with a straight spine. I'm going to at one point ask you to put your hand on your heart. If that gets uncomfortable, please just take your hand down at any time. I'm also going to ask you to close your eyes or gaze softly at the ground. But again, your comfort is the most important thing. So do what you need to do to stay comfortable. There's some more beautiful things coming in, aligned with my divine purpose and to be of service to God and spirit and humanity. Oh, that's beautiful. And personal financial freedom, beautiful. We know that when we're giving, that we are in that state of oneness. And since this law of karma is whatever we give out comes back to us, we know that any time we get a chance to give to another, to give to ourselves by giving to another, that it comes back to us. So I love these beautiful messages. I'm going to start some music. And tonight I'm using Jonathan Goldman's The Divine I Am music. I hope that you like this, and I'm making myself do different things and not always do the exact same thing. So here we go. And I've meditated to this, and I liked it. It's playing now. Yes, it's playing now. Good. And how's that volume?
I think that's a good balance between background and foreground.
Thank you, Benjamin. I appreciate that. I want you to know I'm also a dowser, so I'm going to be using a crystal tonight to clear your field. I've already prayed about what was the right one, and I've got it. If I use any language tonight that is not your language, please just take what you like and leave the rest. It's only designed so that I can enter the altered state and hopefully open you into that healing altered state with me so that our energies will align, our vibration and frequency will rise together, and these intentions that we've stated will be instantly manifested in the physical form. I know that you're all here as light workers doing great work on the planet Earth. Whatever that you've been purging, releasing, we are going to continue, make sure that it's out of your field. I'm going to be clearing all of your main chakras, the seven main ones, and also the two chakras, the grounding chakra, the earth star or earth seed, and also the one that connects us to the heavens, the chakra off the head. Cosmic consciousness. And then I'll be clearing the auric field, making sure that it's balanced and whole. Anything that no longer serves you will be released tonight. So thank you all as we go into this beautiful space together. I'd like you to bring to mind's eye a place in nature that you love, a place that connects you to your state of oneness, to the God of your understanding, that you've had perhaps experiences there where you felt bliss, divine connection. And just keep that in mind. We'll be using that in our breath work and in bringing our heart into coherence with the rest of our body temple. The heart is the largest oscillator in the body. When we bring it into a coherent pattern through our breath, it will bring our digestion into coherence, our brain activity, our respiration. So let us start with a hand on the heart, hand on the heart chakra, and overlapping the organ of the heart. Let us breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth with a whoosh or an S sound, or pretend that you're blowing a feather. Breathing in and exhaling out through the mouth. Notice how the S or the whoosh sound drags out our exhalation so the body knows that it is now safe and comfortable to relax. Continuing, please, with the breath in through your nose and deeply out through the mouth as you focus your attention on your hand, on your heart. And let us drop down, down, down into the heart chakra. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth with a whoosh or an S. Continuing to focus on your breath, let us invoke the Holy of Holies into this now and present moment. I call forth the Creator of all that is, Father, Mother, God, Goddess, whatever is the language of your own heart. Let us call forth divine understanding, divine healing, divine safety, and divine protection. Let us call forth divine compassion, divine love, and divine understanding. We give thanks for that which we receive tonight, knowing that as a collective, that which needs to be healed will be healed, and only that which is in the highest good for each of us, for our families, for our community, and for our perfect self-expression. We give thanks that that which needs to be changed tonight will be changed, and only that which is in the highest good for each of us and for this community. And let us give thanks that that which needs to be revealed tonight will be revealed, and only that which is in the highest good. Let us imagine that we are breathing directly into the heart, as if we bypass the lungs, and the breath goes directly into the heart chakra and into the heart organ. Breathing in and breathing out. Pretend there's a straw in the chest that allows the breath to go directly in and directly out, bypassing the lungs. As we continue to drop down, down, down into the heart. Let us give thanks to our spirit guides and our guardian guides, our angels and archangels, the elementals, and the earth plane, to our ascended masters, prophets, and spiritual allies. So thankful and so grateful for the holy support across all time, space, continuums, dimensions, and realities. We give thanks for the divine square of life, love in all of our relationships, perfect health and well-being, perfect abundance, and wealth. And we give thanks for perfect self-expression. We're so thankful for all obstacles, all congestion, all misunderstandings, as they now disintegrate, dissipate, disappear, and we move into the state of harmony, love, and appreciation. Imagining that beautiful place in nature that brings you great joy. Picture yourself there now. Imagine the colors, the sounds, the textures and the temperature, the smells, and imagine you're there on a radiant warm day with sunlight streaming down, gently warming your crown, your shoulders, your face, your chest, your belly, your pelvis, your back, your legs, and arms. And let us give thanks to the Creator of all that is, that you can go to this beautiful place in nature, in your mind's eye, or in human form, and how incredibly thankful you are that you can do this, that this beautiful, beautiful, holy nature is available to you. And whispering in your mind's eye, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, until you start to generate love and warmth and appreciation in your heart chakra, continuing to generate this emotion, this feeling, by whispering thank you. So appreciative. Feel that smile coming across your heart. And bring a smile to your face. As we give thanks to all the support across the other side, across the veil. And give thanks for this holy anointing. As the particles of sunlight that you've imagined on your body temple now move into your tissue. Allow this holy radiant light, refracted light, coming to you from the Holy of Holies, as if it's shimmering across the water's surface, directly towards you, and entering into your cells, entering in to the tissue, the muscle, the skin, the ligaments, the bones, the organs, the glands, into every cell, every molecule, every blood vessel and nerve, the lymph, into every particle and wave, and allow this energy and light to enter any part of the body temple that calls it forth. Giving thanks that you are willing to receive. As we release all non-resistance, welcoming in non-resistance and releasing resistance. As we go with the flow, drawing your attention 15 inches or more below the bottom of your feet, this beautiful earth seed chakra that aligns us to the earth, going to release any congestion that would keep us as a collective from being aligned to the earth. Imagine that this beautiful holy light that's illuminated your entire body temple, from the top of your head, gently moves all the way down through the brain, the facial muscles, the skeleton, down through the jaw, the neck, the shoulders, the chest, down through your arms, and anything unlike this holy light evaporates out of your fingertips like gray smoke. And this holy light travels down through the spinal column, through all of the organs, down through the legs, and anything unlike it evaporates out through your toes, the tips of the toes. And this beautiful energy travels down through the bottom of the feet like roots of a redwood tree, down into the earth, traveling into the mother, rooting into the beautiful earth energy, the new earth energies. And there we go. Take a deep and cleansing breath as this chakra off the feet is now harmonizing, strengthening, raising and repairing electrical. It's balancing your electromagnetic field. grounding to the new earth. Harmonizing with the elementals. Let us raise our vibration. Feel this strengthening, allowing you to be motivated to act on your intuition, your insights, to move freely throughout the earth plane. Grounded action. And let us bring this energy gently and slowly up to the root chakra at the base of your spine. And let us collectively release any worn out conditions, worn out thoughts, emotions, feelings, beliefs, any developmental trauma, physical trauma. Any condition that would keep you from moving forward. This is our safety, our stability, our survival. The first chakra formed in the human body. Can call in the ruby red color of seven swirling layers of energy within and without the body. Take a deep and cleansing breath right to the tailbone, between the perineum. And there we go. Collectively, our base chakra is coming into alignment. We can affirm it is safe. We are safe. I am safe. I trust this beautiful universe, this beautiful incarnation. And gently drawing your attention to your sacral chakra, 1 to 2 inches below your navel. Take a deep and cleansing breath into the beautiful reproductive organs. And the lower belly. And there we go. The chakra is now moving into alignment. You can call in the color orange, passion, creativity, childlike wonder. And now gently drawing your attention to the solar plexus. Take a deep and cleansing breath right into the stomach, the liver, the spleen. Just fill that belly up with beautiful breath, cleansing breath. The solar plexus, the area of self-love, self-confidence, and self-esteem, allows you to work in the world and say, this is who I am, this is what I do. This chakra is releasing collectively. When this is out of balance, there's conflict between what others want you to be and who you are not. It can be low self-esteem, despair, negativity. And there we go. Now it's coming into alignment. This is when we can be assertive. We can achieve goals. We can honor the boundaries of others and ourselves. This beautiful yellow, like the sun, seven swirling layers, impacting all the organs. Just notice that when you take a breath, how much easier it is once the chakra is in alignment. So we give thanks to the divine support that we're receiving on the other side as we gently move to our heart chakra. Take a deep and cleansing breath in the sternum. Feel the rib cage expand under the arms, in the back, and the chest. This is the place of divine love as us expresses out into the world to others. And the more we give to others, the more this heart chakra opens with compassion, understanding. It allows us to forgive. And delight in the natural world. This beautiful spring green, seven layers, swirling energy. And gently draw your attention to your throat chakra. At the base of the tongue, the seat of communication, seven chambers of energy that travels from the higher chakras to the lower and the lower to the higher, where we assimilate ideas, we assimilate food, digest food. Thyroid, the parathyroid, our metabolism. Take a deep breath into the base of your tongue. Let's release this congestion. There we go. This inner chamber is now opening. Some of us might have had difficulty listening to others recently, or maybe have felt powerless to speak out, maybe hurt, sad, reluctant to hurt others. Fear of repercussions. I'm now on the right side of the neck, over the right shoulder, releasing these three chambers that go outside the body and inside the right side of the neck. We're opening and harmonizing and strengthening our ability to speak our truth with wisdom, compassion. And now releasing on the left side of the neck and the shoulder blade. Chakra, we can open with our voice, singing, chanting, calling in the color turquoise or sky blue, and now gently drawing your attention up to your third eye, the seat intuition, being able to see beyond the veil, and this chakra is just opening right up. Effortlessly. We receive intuition, insight, understanding. See clearly. The color indigo blue. Feel that relaxation in the forehead and the cheekbones. And gently drawing your attention to the crown chakra. White or a violet flame. Whatever you might see, as we open up to our divine understanding, divine ideas, our spiritual awareness of others, our spiritual understanding of ourselves. And slowly and gently draw your attention 15 inches or more above your crown to the starseed chakra. And this chakra is connected. The chakra's moving and harmonizing and strengthening. So we raise and repair the electrical, balance the electromagnetic field, grounding to the new heavens, raising vibration, and gently scanning the body from this star seed to the crown, the third eye, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral or womb chakra, the base or the root, and the grounding off the feet, 15 inches below your feet or more. And let us draw our attention to the auric field, the biofield surrounding our body temple. And let's clear any mass consciousness. Let's release any stupidity. Anything coming from outside of us. In that first layer, the physical layer, the body etheric layer. And let's move out another 1 to 2 inches to the emotional layer, connecting in to the sacral. And again, let's release any mass consciousness of stupidity, any incredible sadness, grief, or sorrow, anger, frustration. And out another 1 to 2 inches to the mental layer connected to the solar plexus. To the fourth layer, connected to the heart. The etheric layer connecting to the higher consciousness. To the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Know that there is nothing to fear. It's time for us all to release all anxiety. Us versus them mentality. Blame. Resentments. This is being asked of all of us. We came prepared. There's nothing for us to fear. We were made for this. For this holy ascension. For the holy healing of humanity and the planet. There's nothing we can't do. As spiritual beings, we're protected in a unique and holy way. We do not have to take things personally. We know that everyone's playing their part. Even our brothers and sisters that are struggling, asleep, and downtrodden. Let us be that beam of light and love, acceptance, and peace. And self-care is how we do this daily practice. This is a joyful planet, and we are made in joy and light. So let us remember to enjoy it, to play often, and know that all is well, and it is good. And so it is. And let us gently wiggle our fingers and our toes. And let us hold the truth that gut flora and yeast imbalances are coming into alignment. Spiritual alignment, spinal alignment, and knees are healthy. And gently scan your body temple and notice if there's any pressure, pain, or discord anywhere in the body temple. For those that are having any pressure in the back and in the spine, we ask for our divine allies, spiritual helpers, and my way sure, an elder brother, Jesus the Christ, releasing in the spine, the back, releasing in the left wrist, we ask for a release of all fear and anxiety about our children, knowing that our children also agreed to come and incarnate at this time. They have their own spiritual path, and the highest that we can do for them is to see them as successful, happy, well. We ask for support for job insecurity. To know that there's a divine, perfect self-expression. And that openings are being made. Paths are being revealed. And abundance is made forth. The right job now opens. And releasing in the jaw. And as we gently come back into this now and present moment, take a deep and cleansing breath right into the belly, right into the gut. And know that that which we have asked for in thy name, with full faith, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so it is, and so it shall be. And so it is, and so it shall be. And so it is, and so it shall be. And it is done. And let us come back, please, into this now and present moment. I want to thank you for your willingness, your open-heartedness, stepping into receptivity, releasing resistance, becoming non-resistant. Thank you. And I know it takes people a little bit of time to come back. You might want to just share in the chat box now how you're feeling if you scan your body, but also just scan the space. Do you still feel that floaty feeling? Where are you in time and space? That was about 55 minutes. So a little under an hour. If you'd like to unmute yourself and ask a question or share, or however you would like. However you're used to doing it together. I'll just share some of the things that are coming into the chat. Beautiful. Felt my whole body tingle. I feel so much peace and light and love. Still getting lots of healing and body movements. Yep, this should continue throughout the night. We'll want to drink lots of water and just be giving thanks for the support that we receive. We're so lucky to be aware of our spirit guides and spiritual guides. There's so many people that don't understand and don't know to ask for support. So thank you for your consciousness. I'm just so grateful for all of you. It's so important that we each take responsibility to bring more light into the world at this time. And here's another one, feeling so much lighter than when we started. It was wonderful. Thank you. Lots of wonderful healing energy came in, feeling much more blissful, more grateful, gratitude, floaty, peaceful, grateful. Still some pain in my right front tooth. Okay, I'm going to just release that as everybody starts to come back. We'll do that for Alice. Yeah, let's take another deep and cleansing breath. And exhale through the mouth. And I'm just going to ask our guides if there's anything specifically they want said other than what I was told earlier. I'm hearing to repeat the mantra that I am safe and I am well and all things are working together for our good. And to stay in that positive mindset, how imperative it is. And I'm saying, thank you. I'm feeling more present in my body. No more pain in my right shoulder. I did not ask, but I received. Deeply reconnected into my body. So much physical clearing, particularly on the auric fields. Still processing bodily stress reactions that had some release, though, through still struggling. Just breathing with that. Okay, some bodily stress. Oh, I see. Yes, sometimes we do the purge and it's unpleasant before we get to the pleasantness of the release. And here's still having pain in the third eye. Okay, I'm going to release the third eye because sometimes this group as a group really was open in the third eye. So that speaks a lot to the work that you all do. And we've got a little bit of pain in the stomach, so we're going to continue to release pain in the stomach. Recent surgery, my recent resurgery and the wraparound love received in the hospital has helped me to connect more deeply to this ancient land of West Australia. My first experience here was of a Great Moreton Bay fig close to an ancient women's place of ceremony. I am experiencing diamond light within, surrounded with a gentle pink color. Oh, thank you for sharing that. Thanks, feeling more grounding. It's interesting because I would cough, and after you would say releasing congestion, that happened a couple of times. I do believe that whatever energy work that you can do for yourself or to receive. We also, there's so many tools that we can use. Okay, I've been in the third eye. Now I'm going to move down into the belly. Energy seems to flow effortlessly on the right side of my body, but stuck on the left. Any suggestions to balance myself? Yes, I'm going to share something on that. Physical stress means stress coming from major life situations. Been struggling to calm the fight or flight sensations and anxiety, the adrenals, the parasympathetic nervous system. Yes, and I'm going to give you a couple of techniques that you can use for that. And I want to invite you at the beginning of the chat box, that we have gifts for you. There's a healing meditation, a video, and a audio. So you just go to that link and put in your name, and then you'll receive those immediately. And then I've made an offer of our course that we're running on October 27th. It's an 8-week energy empowerment course. And we're offering that for a significant discount, $129 for 8 weeks. So really significant. And then also private sessions with me, giving a $50 discount. So off of our regular rates. So all of that for the Awakening Plus community. I also have swelling in the left ankle, left wrist. Okay, so we've got some different things that are coming through and they're all physical. So let's share some techniques that you can all do. We use our left hand to remove energy or to clear energy, and we go counterclockwise, just like a clock. So for the person who had the left energy not moving, actually, that's not the best example. Let's do the throat congestion. So, or the third eye, or any pain in your body temple. Let's take our, first we're going to shake our hands, rub our hands together, and then shake it off. And then we're going to take the left hand and we're going to move it in a counterclockwise direction. Now, I'm aware that you're going to be seeing it wrong, so don't look at me. Just do it to yourself. Otherwise, you're going to see it backwards. So counterclockwise direction. I'm just going to go into my throat chakra, for instance, and I'm going to clear counterclockwise. And I'm going to ask for support from the other side. I'm going to thank them for the healing I'm receiving. And in my case, it's warming up. Now, heat is not always a sign of healing. In fact, the real healing happens when the temperature, you'll feel the temperature drop. The other day I was doing some healing work and I thought my office had dropped to 52 degrees. I mean, it felt like 50. It turned out it was 70 degrees. Now we're going to shake that left hand off and bring our right hand, which is where we give energy. We strengthen energy and we go clockwise. So I was going counterclockwise and I go clockwise. Yeah. Don't look at me. Do it to yourself as if you're the clock. And so now wherever that pain is, wherever that cough, that congestion, and hopefully I'm going to feel in my throat chakra, I'm going to feel it cooling off. So that's one technique you can do. You can do this to balance your chakras. You can use it to take pain out of a body part, reduce swelling. For the person who is feeling a lot of anxiety, that fight, flight, or freeze, and also for women, we have another one, which is a friend shared last night, befriending. Women will befriend something scary so that it won't hurt them, which I thought was brilliant. I didn't know that. But here's a very simple technique that's really wonderful to calm your body down. It does such a great job. With one hand, just bring your fingertips together, please. And your other palm, we're going to just place these fingertips right in the center of the palm. And we're going to just gently close your fingers over, wrap that hand around. And you're going to hold this for a few minutes. And what you're doing is you're actually impacting all the acupressure points on the inside of the hand and on the fingertips, because you have acupressure points on the tips of your fingers. So right now we're hitting a lot of the points that would allow our body to start to calm down. Can you feel it? Is anybody, we're pretty calm for the most part, but trust me, if you're nervous or stressed, you'll feel it. And then you just gently hold on to all of your fingers. And I'm going quickly because I just want to demonstrate this to you. There are so many wonderful healing techniques that come from psychology, they come from energy medicine. So we're going to do the same thing on the other side, but I want to do the palm first. I kind of jumped the gun. Oh gosh, I just heard that Beatles song in my head. Mother Superior jumped the gun. I don't know where that came from. All right. And someone's still having a little bit of pain in their heels. So I want to invite you to do the hand movement over the heels. Okay, some people, I've heard a few people still having some stuck energy in the intestines. I'm going to release that. So stay with this, please. And I'm going to go into collectively, and I'm going to ask Spirit to go into whomever is experiencing intestinal tightness. Is there one? I think there's just three people that are experiencing it. So I'm just going to clear that now. Yes. Another calming down that is, you know, when we're hit something frightening and we kind of act this out even if we're pantomiming something, we might take our hand and go, oh my God, you know, and raise it right to our forehead. Well, this placing our hand on our forehead is actually bringing blood flow and nerve to the brain. So you will notice that this will calm you down. And you can even take it a step further by placing the other hand on the bone on the back of the head. Yeah, thank you for demonstrating that. Is it the occipital bone that goes across here? I've forgotten for just a moment. And then you can even, if you're having like a real struggle, say you're worried about something and you just can't seem to stop your brain, you can actually even go into the worry, go into the anxiety, and go, okay, I'm going to just think about this, you know, the fact that I lost my job and that I don't know what I'm going to do next, and just go right into the anxiety. And you will eventually find it will evaporate. The worry will evaporate and you'll notice it's gone. And then you can release both your hands. So this is both hands, one on the forehead and one on that. I think it's the occipital bone that's right in the back. Okay. All right. So how's those intestines doing? I think I hit it for everybody. Let me just ask. Yep, intestines are better. How are we doing, kids? Are there any other questions? Anything else I could share, or any other person has something? Feeling very peaceful. Thank you. Brought up tightness, congestion in the lungs, and weepy eyes. Yep, good. I think there's nothing better for us than to be weeping and crying and releasing it. We sure don't want to hang on to it. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I have a hernia area inflamed since surgery, and that's helping. Yeah, they told me that it did. I think that one of the things about knowing that it's not me, is that I'm not afraid to ask for a lot of help. How can I improve my intuition? What am I doing wrong? Well, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. My back feels so much better. Good, good. I did release the spines because we had several people with spine stuff. You're not doing anything wrong about your intuition. What happened is all of us came in so wired into our intuitive selves, so capable of telepathy and all of the skills that our body has. And then we were gradually completely talked out of them, trained out of them. They were shut down. So all we need to do to get back our intuition is the practice of intuition. Knowing that we have it, first of all, believing. When I asked Spirit, was there anything else that they wanted said today? And I was told, just believe. And I thought, well, was that for me or was that for the group? But it's for all of us. It is. It's for all of us. We're here to believe and to trust. And sometimes it's so confusing out there that we forget, and we just need to be reminded. But we have our third eye, which, you know, allows us to see beyond the veil, allows us to see and to understand. And we have this fabulous gut that the minute something's wrong, if we're aware, we've tightened it up and we've seized up. And our intuition's probably come in and said, boy, I don't enjoy this person, this conversation, situation. And we are so used to shutting down and ignoring it that we don't even pay attention to the fact that the stomach just shut down and that it feels like somebody might have stepped on our gut. So it's the practice. And I'd like to encourage you to do my course, because that's what we work on for 8 weeks together, is intuition and energy empowerment. But just know that you are not doing anything wrong, that it's a practice, and it's a daily practice. That intuition, that's when you get that thought like, oh, you know, I really want to call someone. And I don't know how many of us shut down that intuition and we go, well, this isn't a good time to call them, and we come up with the reasons why we're not going to do it. Instead of just calling, we got the hit, Spirit and our guides are talking to us. How often do we go, well, oh no, I know they don't really want to get a call right now, or oh, this isn't convenient for me, I wanted to listen to my podcast. That's what I do. It's like, oh well, I'm in this really good thing, and I'll do it later, I promise. Well, today I did it, and I reached. I was about to get in a kayak, and I had a hit. Like, call Dawn, as it turns out, and I did it instead of talking myself out of. As I'm getting into the kayak, well, this is really inconvenient. I just called, and she said she had been trying to reach me. And oh my gosh, she had just been looking through all the emails trying to find me. That's happening to all of us 24/7. That's how we get that intuition going. Act on it the second it happens instead of, you know, and I'm speaking to myself instead of saying, well, I'll do it after the podcast. Yeah. So any other questions or any other, I know, I believe we go, oh, you're welcome for the advice. Yes. I believe we go, no later than 9:20. So I just want to share that it's 9:23.
Well, actually, we don't have a hard and fast ending time.
Okay.
So, all right. I mean, if
this
it
is
feels
Benjamin's if party.
Wrapping up, we can wrap it up, but you don't have a hard stop time. And if people are feeling complete, they can always, you know, end early before we formally close. So,
okay. Well, this is your party, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Thank you for letting me come.
Oh, my pleasure. And it looks like Loretta has unmuted. Loretta, did you want to speak?
Oh, yeah, it'd be fun to hear people.
Yeah. So I see that Loretta's mic is open. I don't know if that was purposeful or accidental, but Loretta, if you meant to speak, then feel free to speak now. We can hear you.
I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Loretta. What
and
a great
thanks,
name.
Thanks, Kathy.
How are you feeling, Loretta, before you get off?
Wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, good.
My first time.
Oh, your first time to Benjamin's Awakening Plus healing sessions?
Yes. Yes. Kathy sent me, and I thank her.
Great.
Nice. And I should probably mention, I know there's a number of people here who came through Leslie's announcements. If anyone wants to get on the list for these events, just go to astroshaman.com. And near the bottom of the homepage, there's a place to sign up for my newsletter, which I send out, you know, major editions twice a month. But every week we have a Monday night call called New Earth Support Team, where we get together and help support the Great Aquarian Age Awakening. That's a free call every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and anyone's welcome to join us for that. Like tonight is a Wednesday night. Once or twice a month, we have a free public Wednesday night call as well. There's other calls that are members only, but, you know, in the newsletter and in the specific announcement emails, I let people know which ones are open to anyone for free. And anyone who's interested in this membership can just go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com, and you can read up on what we offer here. And there's even a $1 for 30-day trial if you want to just, you know, stick your toe in the water and get full membership for a month and see if you like it. After that, it's usually $19 a month. And if that's more than you can do, just let me know. We can give it to you for $9 a month. And we have a lot of ways we offer support for your healing and awakening and support for the global awakening. And it's always getting juicier and more expansive. So that's just a little bit about the membership for those who aren't aware of it. And again, if you, Leslie had a wonderful time. You clearly know how to, you know, be a great conduit. There was a lot of very powerful energy tonight. I went into deep inner space. So you're the real deal as far as I'm concerned. And anyone who feels resonance with Leslie, please do check out her course and her free offering at least. And, you know, I'm a big, you know, even if someone's working with me, if you feel like you've got resonance with someone else and you want to, you know, take advantage of what they're offering, that's always a good, I always am of a both and mindset. So anyone who feels called to Leslie, feel free to check her out.
Thank you, Benjamin. And yes, our course is, you know, it's not going to interfere with continuing with Awakening Plus community. So it could just more good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Thank you for that. And I did put in the chat box the link again so that you can go there. The 129 for that course, by the way, is only for until October 20th, and then it jumps up to 197. And then at the time of the course on October 27th, like, is it the 26th, 27th, then it will actually, it will go to its full price. So check that out. And you can also go to my website, healinganswers.net, and I'll put that in, because we also have a raffle for free healings and for private sessions and mini sessions too, and for free course. So that's on our website. So I put that in there as well. Yes, and we're done by 8 o'clock too, Benjamin, on Wednesday nights.
Oh, cool.
Yes, we would be. They'd even have time for dinner between my course and the Awakening Plus. Anybody else have any questions that I can answer? And that's nice. Elle said in the chat box, Benjamin's Awakening Plus calls are amazing. I highly recommend. I went into deeper inner space tonight too. Many thanks. Thank you. And just signed up for the Wednesdays are going to, just signed up the course. Wednesdays are going to be awesome. Your course, then Awakening Plus, Blissful Transformation. We are, our course is 12 o'clock noon on Wednesdays. And also we have two time slots, so you can come to one or the other. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard. And it's, and there's a couple of weeks that it's a recorded, pre-recorded, and then just a quick check-in and not a full hour and a half healing. But it, I'll have all that information for everybody. How's everybody doing? Feeling good still? Just looking around, seeing the energy, seeing some smiles. Mm-hmm. It's good. Loving that. We have one quick question. Okay. I'm going to go to it. It's a nagging right hip pain, lower back. I'm just going to go in. Sometimes when we are moving energy, oh, well, let me just ask them, because they might know exactly what's going on with you. What's going on with her? She's got nagging pain in the lower back. I think you've got some sciatic pain. I don't feel like you're moving a lot, Diane. Is that Diana true? Are you getting enough exercise, enough movement? Are you doing any stretching to keep that hip from locking up, or did it just come on right now? In which case, it can be, it can often be that we've released a past issue, that we've come into like some kind of trauma, some maybe stuck emotion, feeling, thought form. It can be developmental trauma. Let's see. Sometimes I'm really hesitant to say what I'm hearing, because it might take a while to sort this out. And what I'm hearing, infirmary, infirm. Was there some kind of, because you're moving a lot, you say, but is there some, I don't know what I'm hearing, infirm, infirmary, infirm. Okay. And we have somebody sharing that they're feeling others' pain in their body. And I'm glad you're mentioning them or releasing them, because I'm wondering where they're coming from. So we have some HSPs, highly sensitive people, and empaths. And I know a lot about that because I'm one, and didn't know why I felt other people's emotions and pain, especially when we open up like we're doing here collectively to each other. it's such a great fishbowl for what the real world is like, that we are impacting each other. Our thoughts are impacting each other. So it doesn't matter where we are, but here in our fishbowl, where we're able to talk about it, we can see the impact of taking on other people's thoughts, feelings, pain, energy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll throw a little in there. On our Monday night calls, New Earth Support Team, part of what we do is we offer ourselves as service agents, and those of us who are able and willing are given heavy energy from the collective to process through our bodies. And I know it always happens for me, but the allies that are doing that make sure that nothing remains behind. So those who are called to be agents of processing energy for others are always, you know, cleaned up by the end. And I've been doing that, you know, for many years. At first it started happening, I didn't know what the heck was going on, but I've since learned how it's working. And again, the beauty of it, at least in the environment we work in, is if someone's not ready for that, it doesn't happen. And in my opinion, if someone is perceiving empathically the energy of others, then, and you're having difficulty with that, then it's a call to you to become more skillful at being an agent of heavy energy processing. And I could go on and on about my own approach, but you know, you have yours, Leslie, I have mine, and I get to talk about mine all the time at Awakening Plus. But
so, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, there's some very simple ways to work with that, so you don't have to keep other people's heavy energy and let it pass through.
Yes. And I do think, though, that it does take some training, though. Don't you think, Benjamin? Because for many years, as an HSP, I didn't know I was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I didn't know I was doing it.
There, I was given, back in 2011, I was at an ayahuasca ceremony. I've done a lot of those. And I was given an incredibly simple tool that lets my divine self do it for me. And I've taught thousands of people that tool since then. And basically, if you have some heaviness in you going on, you can just say to your higher self, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Hold your attention wherever the unpleasant feeling is and just hold awareness of its feeling. And the higher self will go in there, stir it up, and flush it out. And since then, my predisposition is to delegate to the divine whatever needs healing or awakening, and let my ego simply passively receive that gift of healing or awakening from the higher power that can do it better than my ego can. But it's a very yin approach. And most people use more, you know, yang, ego's doing something approaches. And they all work. But that's just the particular niche that I've been called to. And I say whatever works best for a person is what they should do, whether it's more active or more passive. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's very nice. I do ask my guides to take care of stuff for me, but I like the languaging that you got from the ceremony. That's beautiful language.
Yeah, and I've done a lot of ayahuasca ceremonies, and one thing I've learned, and others who do a lot of ceremony tell me they get a similar lesson, is ayahuasca says, just lay back and let me do it. Because any time in a ceremony, my ego has stepped up and tried to control what's happening in the inner space, it just slows it down and messes it up. And if I relax and let that more potent force take care of it for me, it goes much smoother and quicker. And after years of fine-tuning that, I discovered, for me anyway, the same principle works even if I'm not in a plant spirit ceremony. If I just call the divine to please do this for me or for the service I'm doing, then it, even as a shaman, you know, the shamanic work seems to go a lot better when I let the divine powers do it through Benjamin instead of Benjamin thinking he's doing it himself. So that has worked well for me anyway.
Yeah. I have not done ayahuasca. I mean, I did things in my early 20s that was not legal and had, accidentally had, some serious experiences that it turned out to actually support me. But I haven't done ayahuasca, and I've always wanted to. So I might have to contact you and find out, like, what's my next step? Yeah, I'll have to ask and get permission from my team, but I'm sure they'll say yes.
Well, just, it's not a path for everybody. It's real intense. And for those it works well for, it works really fast. One little ayahuasca, and I'm not trying to convince anybody that you do ayahuasca. This just felt, I just wanted to tell you where I got the attitude of letting the divine do it for me, because that's where I was taught. But I did have one ceremony early in my years of doing this where ayahuasca showed me a vision of a big mountain and all these paths were spiraling to the top. And ayahuasca told me, these are the spiritual paths of earth and they all get there. And then she winked and she said, but I'm faster.
That's good. That's good stuff.
What I can tell you is you can do one ceremony and do 5 or 10 years worth of clearing in one night, but it'll be intense. And if you aren't ready for really high intensity and no way out but through, then you shouldn't be touching that medicine. But if you're ready to go all in and be ready for what could be an extremely intense experience for a few hours, for big benefit, but significantly extreme challenge while you're doing it, then consider it. Yeah.
That sort of sounds like lots of periods of my life. Anybody else here feel that way? Yes, only one way, but through. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, for those of us that have done childbirth, that's a perfect example. Only one way, but through. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I have my own little saying around that. When you're going through hell, keep going.
That's good. That's really good. That's so true. Right, guys? Well, that's a good message to leave us on, don't you think? When you're going through hell, just keep going.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you all so much for being a part of this with me tonight. And I just want to thank Benjamin and for being so gracious and so welcoming and creating this great experience for myself. And I want to thank, oh, they're happy that we're bringing in some humor. I want to thank Shelley from my community is here tonight. Jennifer is here. I saw Susie was here, and Brittany's here. If I'm missing anybody, I apologize. But I really appreciate the support. Oh, Luis is here. Thank you for coming, guys, and getting to have this chance to be with Benjamin and the community. It's been wonderful.
And
I love you all. Thank you.
Leslie, you're great. I'm so glad you were here. And again, for Awakening Plus members, this will go into the archive and you can replay this and enjoy its goodness as often as you like.
Goody. And maybe I'll see you in some ceremony in the future.
Maybe. Who knows? Well, thank
all
you.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Thanks to everybody. All right.
All right. Namaste.
Namaste.